morning and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I am John Tanza on this pre-recorded program in Washington. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Thursday, June 18, 2020. A top UN diplomat in South Sudan says men in uniform are involved in intercommunal violence in Jonglo State.
What we're hoping is that people will come to their senses. We're certainly speaking to a lot of people around the place trying to calm the situation down and get these guys to come back again.
And the police commissioner in Jonglo State says 7 people were killed by armed cattle raiders.
They were 8 in total, but one passed away on the way. And so she was taken for burial in the morning.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. The UN Secretary General's Special Representative in South Sudan says hundreds of people have been killed in intercommunal fighting in and around the Greater Pibor administrative area in the past 2 weeks. The chief of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, David Shira, tells Carol Van Damme violence in the area in recent months has escalated, and he hopes a power-sharing deal reached yesterday in Juba between the parties to appoint governors for all 10 states will bring an end to intercommunal violence in the area.
We understand was to attack the Merle, and this has not been this is not a one-off. There's been tit for tat type of fighting there in the over the last 4 months. Currently, they are outside of Pibor, and the Merle are sort of putting up a resistance from this group trying to get into their area. What we're hoping is that people will come to their senses. We're certainly speaking to a lot of people around the place trying to calm the situation down and get these guys to come back again. But as yet, that hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people on the ground there, though? I mean, you've heard reports and we're hearing reports, but it's hard to confirm anything. Do you know for sure that this is happening and that there is, you know, casualties involved?
Yes, it is happening. We have a base in Pibor, so that's just a few kilometers away. And we've reinforced our base so that we're able to do more patrols. And if any civilians come into town who have been displaced, as they did in about 3 months ago, they came alongside our base and sought shelter with us, and we provided protection for them, but also humanitarian assistance with our partners to make sure that they were fine. So, yeah, there's no doubt that this is going on. What we are hoping is that it's just it doesn't escalate into anything more, and that the guys on the ground eventually come to their senses and others speak to them as well and encourage them to come back and go back to Bor and leave in peace.
We don't want to try to escalate things either there by naming, specific tribes, but can you tell us who attacked who last week?
Well, it's a little bit complicated. Basically, and there's been fighting going on between the Mok. They've both attacked each other's territories, and several hundred people have been killed in these old occasions. This last one involved Dinka, who in the Dinka tribe has not been in the last few months that engaged in the fighting, although they have had some. There were party to some of the attacks, but this one is a Dinka Morle fight, so it's the other side of the triangle, if you like. And it's very, very worrying because we've had a peace agreement here in South Sudan that's stood the test of time since the end of 2018 and through to now, so more than 18 months. But what we're seeing in some of the fights that are going on, some of these conflicts, it's not just intertribal. We're also seeing uniformed personnel starting to turn up, not in huge numbers, but they're certainly there. And what's worrying about that is that that's organized forces as opposed to just ordinary tribal fighting. And it shows that it's elevating up through the sense of seriousness, where it might involve political parties to the conflict becoming involved. And that would be a serious worry.
So your concern is that it's not the government trying to step in and stop the violence. It's you're hearing reports that these uniformed men are taking sides in the fighting.
Yeah, we've seen some evidence to show that some of these uniformed people are involved. Now, we're not quite sure exactly whether they're there because they've got friends there that they're fighting and they're supporting them, or whether it's more organized. It hasn't yet been determined. But the two things that we do need to see, is one, we want to see the government, and we've got a transitional government in place at the moment, which means that the opposition and the former government are all together in one administration. We want to see some more active engagement by the government to try and bring this fighting to an end. But two, there's been a vacuum of power, because in these areas, and particularly the Jonglei state, there hasn't been an agreement on the governors who are going to be governing these states. Now, it so happens that today, it seems like there might have been an agreement reached. And that was a power-sharing agreement between the government and opposition parties to share the governor's positions of the 10 states in South Sudan. If that's the case, it's very positive, because it means that we can get some degree of authority on the ground.
That's Carol Van Dam speaking with the head of the UN mission in South Sudan, David Shearer, yesterday from Juba. Authorities in Jonglei State say armed young men suspected to be from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area killed 7 villagers, injured scores of others, and stole thousands of cattle last night in Pamum Cattle Camp in a quiet Deng village of Bor County in Jonglei State. The Jonglei State Police Commissioner says the dead include elderly women and children. For VOA News, Dengai Deng reports from Juba.
30-year-old eyewitness Malwalreng Majuk says his 1.5-year-old son was killed. Speaking in Dinka, he says hundreds of armed men also wounded his 2 daughters and shot him in the stomach.
The attackers stormed the camp around 5 o'clock and started by firing 3 bullets of PKM rifle. When we heard that, everybody started to run, and I took my children to run with them. Since then, the gunfire didn't stop and people started falling near me. My children got shot, one of them killed, and I was also shot and injured. The men were about 400 in dark military uniform.
Bor State Hospital Director Dr. Boli Chow says his staff is treating 7 people injured in the attack, adding that one patient died.
They were 8 in total, but one passed away on the way, and so she was taken for burial in the morning. Those that came are 3 children, 4 children and 3 adults. Actually, they range from, there is even a child of 11 months to an adult, I think, of about 70 years. The one of 70 years is the one that has a serious condition, because he had a pre-existing hernia and is undergoing operation.
Jonglei State Acting Administrator Mabura Tem Mabur accuses armed Murley youth from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area of carrying out last night's attacks on the Pamum Cattle Camp in Akwaideng village of Bor County. Mabur says aside from killing 9 people, the armed men stole thousands of cattle and burnt the village.
A group of youth from Bumai State attack one of the cattle camps in that area. And as a result, they have killed 9 people and wounded 9 as well. The wounded ones are being currently treated here at Bor Hospital by our doctors and nurses. And this is the information we got. In addition, we have also learned that they have taken their attackers. They have taken with them over 7,000 head of cattle.
Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayanakon says the police were not able to pursue the attackers.
We have police, but they don't have armament, rifle. So it is the youth of the area who might have gone following the cattle. But on the police side, we have not done anything.
Judy Jongulei Boyoris, the former speaker of the now defunct Boma State, says he has no knowledge of the attack, but says some Murley youth could have carried out revenge attacks because of the ongoing fighting in Pibor.
We have a fighting on the ground. I don't know who actually went to border. Maybe they are Murli, but we are not sure really, because there is a fighting inside the Murli area.
Authorities in Greater Pibor administrative area told South Sudan in Focus earlier this week that the armed youth from Bor and Akobo counties of Jonglei State are attacking the area. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.
Local leaders and government forces in Tumbura County of Western Equatoria say an SPLA-IO commander and three of his bodyguards were killed in Namtima near Tumbura County. The incident comes 2 days after local leaders in Tumbura reported clashes between IO forces and South Sudan National Security Service, which left 2 people dead. The SPLA-IO sector commander for Western Equatoria State confirms government forces killed the SPLA-IO commander due to what he describes as failure to respect the revitalized peace agreement. For VOA News, Siba Martin Murangi reports from Juba.
Speaking in Arabic, Lieutenant General Alfred Futio, the SPLA-IO sector commander for Western Equatoria State, who is currently in Juba, says government forces killed the SPLA-IO commander due to what he calls Brigadier Batayo's failure to respect the revitalized peace agreement.
We have held several meetings with the National Security Service officers so that Santo can go to stay in Namatina, but he refused. He only moved 4 kilometers away to Nambiama from Tamura town. Every time he is accused of causing problems, which is not right.
General Futio says government forces warned Batayo on several occasions to not come into Tumbura Market with his forces because their presence was causing tensions among the people. Earlier this week, Futio said Batayo sent his men to attack a Sudanese trader in Tumbura Market and demand money, which resulted in an exchange of gunfire between National Security Forces and SPLA-IO forces. He says 2 people were killed. Futio says the SPLA-IO commander was shot dead late last night.
Brigadier Santo is dead. He was killed yesterday at 11 p.m. Nobody should deny this. I hear his forces are still being pursued, even up to where his body was to be buried. This makes me wonder where the peace agreement we signed is. If the government chased and killed him, why not leave his forces?
Asked if the South Sudan People's Defense Forces soldiers killed the opposition commander, SSPDF spokesperson Lul Rai Kwang said he had no knowledge of the incident but said he would follow up SSPDF commander in Western Equatoria State. General Futio is appealing to Western Equatoria State officials to maintain the security and not to continue following the forces of Brigadier Santo. Sector Commander Futio says Commander Santo Alim Batayo was killed last night at 11 o'clock p.m. in Tumbura State and that his body will be laid to rest in Namatina Cantonment site a few kilometers from Tumbura County. He called on both the government of SPLA-IO and the state government of Western Equatoria State to resolve the issue amicably and urge the community of Tumbura not to take up arms.
I have communicated with the community of Tumbura, the Balanda and Azande that the death of Brigadier Santo should not be seen as a tribal issue. Let the community not take part in this. He was our brigadier in SPLA-IO, and we have always sat down to see where the problem is. If it is one stubbornness, it should not involve all people.
The incident comes 2 days after local leaders in Tumbura report clashes between SPLA-IO forces and South Sudan National Security Service soldiers. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Mwangi in Juba.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Coming up, South Sudan government and opposition groups agree on state allocation. Stay tuned for that story after this break.
do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
who do you listen to in difficult times and why?
Mostly I listen to my wife and my dad, because these two people, they know me better than anybody.
I listen most to my mom because she's been through a lot. She has a lot of experience. Anytime I tell her something, she kind of has a solution to the problem.
The person to listen to in difficult times: one, your parents. Two, if you're married, then it should be your partner, because your partner is the person who is there with you every time.
In difficult times, I most of the time listen to my fiancé. When I speak to him, he gives me good advice that helps to calm me down.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. The minister in the office of the president told reporters on Wednesday that President Salva Kiir and first Vice President Riek Machar have finally agreed on the allocation of states to the parties that signed the revitalized peace deal. Nyal Deng said President Kiir will appoint governors for 6 states. Machar's SPLM-IO will appoint governors for 3 states, while the South Sudan Opposition Alliance will appoint 1 governor for Jonglei State. Political analyst James Okuk describes the decision as, quote, a good gesture towards the implementation of the peace agreement. For VOA News, Wake Simon Wood reports from Juba.
Under the deal, President Kiir's side of the transitional unity government will appoint governors for 6 states, including the oil-rich Unity State and Central Equatorial State, which hosts the capital Juba. The SPLM-IO will appoint governors for 3 states, Western Equatoria, Western Bahr El Ghazal, and Upper Nile, while the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, OSAWA, will appoint 1 governor for Jonglei State. Minister of Presidential Affairs Nyal Deng Nyal said Wednesday the power-sharing agreement on governors moves the peace agreement forward.
With this development, a fresh impetus has been given to the process for the implementation of the agreement, and as I alluded to earlier, other issues related to power sharing will be discussed.
While many South Sudanese say they are glad the leaders have finally agreed over the allocation of states, others say they will only believe the decision is real when they see governors in place in all 10 states. James Okuk, a political analyst and a senior research fellow at the Juba-based Center for Strategic and Policy Studies, says although the breakthrough is long overdue, it is critical in implementing the peace agreement.
The states are the ground of South Sudan, not the national level. So the fact that the states have been missing all along, it means there was no place to implement the dividends of the peace agreement. So it is time now that these dividends trickle down to the people at the grassroots level, and these people are born in this state. So the peace agreement will become the peace of the people rather than our sharing of the politicians.
Okuk says the agreement on governors gives hope to South Sudanese that things will move forward in the unity government.
So each one of them is very adamant to control as much as it can the states that are important in South Sudan. And particularly the state with the resources have been the real place of competition by these parties. You have the Upper Nile and you have the Eastern Equatoria. These were the two contentious state because of the oil and the gold that is available in those states.
President Kiir's site will as well appoint governors to Eastern Equatoria, Lakes, Northern Bahr El Ghazal and Warab states. Repeated calls to Peter Mayen Majongdet, who represents other political parties, and Machar spokesman James Gadet for comment were unsuccessful, as all the two did not answer their phones. But Manasi Zindo, a senior member of the SPLM-IO, confirmed his party was involved in the decision. In a statement released today, Josephine Lagu, the chair of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, distanced her party from the decision taken yesterday. Ter Manyang, head of the Juba-based Center for Peace and Advocacy, welcomes the power-sharing deal on governors, but says South Sudanese still expect the parties to quickly compromise on other outstanding issues, including implementation of security arrangements.
We have got people who are in the refugee camp in Uganda, in Kenya, and in Ethiopia and Sudan, and we have IDP camp in the country, you know. These people need to return back home. You know, they need to rebuild their lives.
The parties have yet to reconstitute the national parliament per the requirements of the peace agreement. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.
The Trump administration is suing former National Security Advisor John Bolton to delay the release of his book. AFP Washington correspondent Shaga Megeni reports.
The book is expected to paint an unfavorable picture of the president's foreign policy decision-making, inconsistent and scattershot, according to publisher Simon & Schuster. The White House argues the book has a significant amount of classified information. The president warned this week Bolton would be in trouble if he doesn't stop publication.
And I would think that he would have criminal problems. I hope so.
Bolton's lawyer says the White House is using national security as a pretext for censoring him, saying Bolton worked for months to avoid releasing classified material. The book's release has been delayed twice and is now set to come out next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Scores of domestic flights in and out of Beijing were cancelled Wednesday as officials ramped up efforts to contain a new coronavirus outbreak in the Chinese capital. Reuters' Gloria Tuso reports a Johns Hopkins University COVID-19 tracker counts an excess of 1.8 million confirmed cases worldwide.
Chinese officials recorded 31 new infections on Tuesday, bringing the total to 137 cases since last Thursday. It's the worst resurgence of the disease in the city since February, and authorities on Tuesday reacted by raising Beijing to a level 2 alert, reversing a downgrade to level 3 just 10 days earlier. Aviation data tracker VeriFlight showed about 60% of scheduled flights to and from Beijing Capital International Airport have been or will likely be canceled as of Wednesday afternoon. The city's roads and highways have still been open and people have continued going to work, but movement in and out of the city has been strictly controlled and residents in high-risk areas must be quarantined and tested. The new outbreak has been traced to the Xinfadi Wholesale Food Center, where thousands of tons of vegetables, fruit, and meat are traded every day.
The UN Secretary General's Special Representative in South Sudan says hundreds of people have been killed in intercommunal fighting that has continued for 2 weeks now in and around the Greater Pibor administrative area. UNMISS Chief David Shearer told this program the recent violence has escalated to four times what it used to be 2 years ago. He said he hopes a new power-sharing deal reached yesterday between the parties to appoint governors to all 10 states will lead to establishing authority on the ground. He told VOA there's been a vacuum of power because, in his words, in these areas, particularly Junglei State, there hasn't been an agreement on the governance. Once governors are in place, he said, there should be authority on the ground, which will hopefully lead to an end in violence. Shearer said forces from Dinka Bor moved from Bor Town towards Pibor Town, where another tribal group were located, and the idea was to attack the Murley. He said this is not a one-off. This has been a tit-for-tat type of fighting there over the last 4 months. Under the deal reached yesterday in Juba, President Kiir's side of the transitional government will appoint governors for 6 states, including oil-rich states. The SPLM-IO will appoint governors for 3 states, including Western Equatoria, while the South Sudan Opposition Alliance will appoint 1 governor for Jonglei State. The president and Riek Machar had been at odds over the allocation of states. Political analyst James Akook in Juba said although the breakthrough is long overdue, it is critical in implementing the peace agreement. He said it's time the dividend trickled down to the people at the grassroots level rather than power sharing of politicians. And finally, authorities in Jonglei State say armed youth suspected of being from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area killed 9 villagers, wounded many others, and stole thousands of cattle last night in a cattle camp in the village of Jonglei State's Bor County. Eyewitness Maluwak Reng Majok says his 1-year-old son was killed and his 2 daughters were wounded. He said the men were about 400 wearing dark military uniforms. Bor Civil Hospital Director Dr. Bol Chow says his staff is treating 7 people injured in the attack, but that 1 patient was critically injured and has since died. And that's a look at some of today's top stories. I'm Carol Van Dam.
That's our show for this Wednesday. We now leave you with the song Corona Ja by Carol Simon.
Baba corona iwesolo welele mama basuma malu mama corona jakum virus corona jakum virus corona jakum kasele yeda gai moi sabun kasele yeda ebi sabun Kasele yedak ya tlanadi Zundu bera zunga chikuru ni kukuli halame Gunbile, mininga gunbile Ushuta ningami, uli junubi Yambio yo, minikali gaja Gaja na pala, minikali gaja Miano kutamburo yo kandu kaligaja Kandu kuizo yo mini kaligaja Simple Corona jakum, corona jakum Kumabuka kumu kunitunge kanda wili apeko kwa jangate Kumabu ni kumu Kalikingate, Egumbino, Ninja Sudani, Uri Junubi, Bob, Ninja Junubi, Samsung, Gaja Napada, Minikali Gaja, Yambio Yo, Kankali Gaja, Etubayo, Miadanga Yote, Mianunga Yote, Mianunga Yote. Ninja wuri junubi, mianunga yote Boro jubayana, miankali gaja Gaja napale, minikali gaja Corona ja kwebaba
We've been listening to Carol Simon with the song Corona Ja. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Thanks for allowing us into your homes and vehicles. Remember to wash your hands with soap. Practice social distancing and do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers because there is no cure for the coronavirus. Join us again tomorrow evening for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
Kunjire, mine yambia yonga concert, 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 haya jamaa.